lady's words, taken directly from the mystical city of God by Venerable Mary of Agreda, Coronation, paragraph 55, page 79. Our Lady tells us to imitate her in humility and veneration of Almighty God.
My daughter, thou hast rightly wondered at the hidden and supernal favors which I received at the hands of my Son, and at the humility and thankfulness with which I received them. Likewise, the loving attention which I paid to the necessities of the apostles and the faithful of the church amid all my joy. It is time, my dearest, that thou gather the fruits of this knowledge, for neither canst thou now comprehend more, nor do I desire less of thee, than that thou be to me a faithful daughter, who imitates me fervently, and a disciple, who listens to me and follows me with all her heart. Stir up thy faith, then, in order to be convinced that I am powerful to confer favors, and trust that I will enrich thee in unstinted liberality with gifts beyond all thy desires. But at the same time do thou humiliate thyself to the very earth, and shrink to the very last place among creatures. For of thyself thou art more useless than the most vile and despicable dust, and thou canst call nothing thy own except misery and want. Consider well within thyself how great and exquisite is the kindness and condescension of the Most High in regard to thee, and what kind of thanks thou owest him. If the one who pays his debts, even entirely, cannot take to himself special credit, then it is just that thou, who canst not satisfy thy debt, shouldest remain humble. For though thou labor ever so much, and according to all thy powers, thou shalt nevertheless remain a debtor. What shall then be thy indebtedness if thou remains remiss and negligent? In this prudent alertness thou wilt understand how closely thou must imitate me in living faith, in confident hope, and in fervent love, in profound humility, and in the worship and reverence due to the infinite greatness of the Lord. I warn thee again of the coming vigilance of the serpent, who seeks to induce mortals to neglect the veneration and worship due to God, and presumptuously to despise this virtue and what it implies. Into the minds of the worldly and of the vicious he instills a most foolish forgetfulness of the Catholic truths, in order that divine faith may not keep alive in them the fear and veneration of the Most High, and thus he succeeds in making them like to the heathens, who do not know the true God. Others who strive after virtue and perform some good works, the enemy leads into a dangerous lukewarmness and negligence, wherein they overlook what they are losing on account of their want of fervor. Those that concern themselves more earnestly about perfection, the dragon deceives with a certain course over confidence, so that on account of the favors they receive, and on account of the divine mercy which they experience, they begin to consider themselves as special favorites of the Lord, forgetting the humble fear and veneration which they ought to experience in the presence of him before whom, according to the teaching of the Holy Church, the powers of heaven tremble. But since I have on other occasions reminded and admonished thee concerning this danger, let my mentioning it here suffice. In this manner I desire that thou be faithful and punctual in the practice of this doctrine. In this manner I desire that thou be faithful and punctual in the practice of this doctrine, exercising it in all thy exterior actions, without affectation or excess, and teaching others by thy own example the holy fear and veneration due from creatures to their Creator. I desire that thou teach and impress this science especially upon thy religious, so that they may not be ignorant of the humility and reverence with which they are to converse with God. The most efficacious instruction thou canst give will be thy example of fulfilling all thy obligations. For these works thou must neither conceal nor ever omit for fear of vanity. This example is due in much greater degree from those that govern others, since it is their duty to exhort, move, and occupy their subjects in the holy fear of the Lord, which is done more efficaciously by example than by words. Admonish them particularly to hold in veneration the priests as the anointed of the Lord. In imitation of me do thou always ask for their blessing when thou approachest or leavest them. The more thou seest thy own self favored by the divine condescension, so much the more bear in mind the necessities and the afflictions of thy neighbors, and the dangers of those in sin, praying for all in great faith and confidence. For thy love of God cannot be true if thou art content with enjoying only thyself, and in the meanwhile forgettest thy brethren. Thou must anxiously solicit the highest goods, which thou knowest of and participatest in, for all men, since no one is excluded therefrom, and since all need the help and communication of God. In the love of me thou wilt understand how thou must imitate me in all things.